At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman on this hump day. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. We're live in effect, 1040 O Street. Hey, man, we got a lot of stuff to cover. We got the first potential, if it started today, the college football playoffs. You know, we had Teammates Tuesdays and Takedown Tuesday yesterday, so we missed it. Nebraska, you know, obviously, I think Coach Rule said it on Monday, but there was more information that came out yesterday.
Coach Banning left you a hat.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, he invited you down to Friday if you want to come down and catch them against Utah Valley. It used to be Utah Valley State.
He knew I like a trucker hat because I got to wear a trucker hat because I got a big old head.
Look, your head is not above size 8+, right? You don't have you.
No, I don't got one.
I was gonna say, don't make me start calling you Dome Foreman.
No, I don't got the barbecue pit up there. But okay.
Call you Sputnik.
There's somebody that's employed here that has maybe the biggest head I've seen on a 23, 24 year old that I've ever seen.
Yeah. We won't say Sick Nainard.
Yeah.
Has a large dome, but he
Hedy Murphy.
Yeah, he really is. He Hedy Lee.
head of the class. No, I'll just say I ain't gonna cap on him. He ain't here, but you know, we'll talk about the two new or at least one Dana Holgerson's.
Say what you said, Jay Foreman.
Well, I don't think the other one's gonna be here.
Okay.
For that long, that's why I wanted to correct myself before people start putting stuff out there. But Dana Holgerson's gonna be at an evolving role. So you know, we'll talk about that, what that means. You know, obviously with three games left, what it could possibly spark or do. And you know, I do have experience of that just on the defensive side, and my times in the NFL, so forth and so on. Then you got some NFL stuff, and then obviously the Husker men's basketball, because we came on after the women's on Monday, and then they were playing at 7, where I was able to watch that game. You know, obviously we'll get some thoughts on that. So, you look, we're live in effect. You know, there's some decent games. You know, obviously college basketball is in effect. As you know, your boy Cooper Flagg did his thing. Then they all commenced.
And my boy Con Knipple did his
thing. Yeah, and then they commenced the next day to go golfing. I'm watching. I mean, if those dudes don't fit Duke basketball, Cooper Flagg and the other dudes, were they just riding around on golf carts or playing golf and have great swings? If they do not fit what you would think of Duke.
Y'all thought you hated Leitner.
Yeah.
Y'all thought you hated Grayson Allen.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. Really did hate those two. Like, let's not fake it that there was a possibility that they kind of.
You hated, but you hated.
J.J. Redick. You thought you hated J.J. Redick.
But you hated him for different reasons. I don't think anybody hate Cooper Flagg because he's cold-blooded. But you hated Christian Leitner because he was so good. You hated Grayson Allen because he was, you know what?
Hateable.
Easily.
Brought it on himself.
He has a hateable face and attitude, the way that he put. He just looked like you just want to punch him.
Who are the Kings, Austin? Who are the Kings of the hateable face?
Grayson Allen, number one.
Right. Is that top of the list of.
College just, JJ.
Right. Like, just from the
not look. The face.
Like, Leitner.
Not the face.
Leitner because of the hairdo.
Yeah, you know what? The way he did. Yeah.
Leitner because of the hairdo. Mm-hmm. Like, he had, like, although, real talk, he had a teammate that had worse hair than he. Cherokee Park. Cherokee Park's deserved.
Truth. But it truth. Wasn't Cherokee Park's. It wasn't his hair. It was his head. He had a Gumby head.
Talk about Hedy Foreman.
Yeah, but he had the ski slope. His head was a ski slope. Cherokee Park.
Oh man, he deserved.
Blue Jays Josh Donaldson was up there.
Yeah.
Aaron Kraft's rosy cheeks.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh Donaldson for sure.
Rugnet Odor, Swizer, little soul patch.
Swisher.
Nick Swisher.
Nicky Swish. Yeah, he. Well, there's several Yankees.
Oh, we got a new one. Dan Lanning. Oh, I would straight stone cold cock him in his face. Then the next guy.
Dan Hurley?
He actually got punched because of that face.
He did.
Yeah.
Like, he actually got punched because of that face.
But he looks like he's gotten punched. The way he did Dan Hurley.
Well,
what
Bobby
he,
and his dad, I would think
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But Austin, in fairness, the most hateable of all faces in that program is Coach K.
Late Coach K.
Coach K had the
little surly.
Yeah, he had the face that, what do you mean it's not about me face?
Which is the more punchable K face, the frustrated, upset scowl or that knowing kind of arrogant smile?
Arrogant smile.
Yeah.
That's the DDT face.
That's when Stone Cold shows up. That's when you get the broken glass and kicked to the stomach. Yeah.
You want Jake the Snake Roberts, you know what I'm saying?
With the interest music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask you if Tony Romo is on the list?
He's number one.
So early Tony, no, but smarmy booth Tony, yes.
Tony Romo, after he got his first check, he not only what you want to punch him in his face, you want to punch him in his stomach when he's not ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, because you want to hear the sound.
Yeah. But he always looks like he's constipated.
Like, you want to hear the sound. And there, Riley, you're right. Doug McDermott, and then McCaffrey from Iowa.
Which one? No, it was, Franz up there.
Right? And
Brad Davison, Ferentz, Jordan Bohannon,
Ferentz. Yeah.
All the white Syracuse guys. That hits the threes. They were the ones that hit the threes.
Oh, yeah.
All of the straight into my veins, guys. Like,
Notre
if you
Dame,
hit the three and you
Steve Asturia.
Right.
Rex Pfluger.
What about the old Notre Dame basketball coach that just retired?
Nah, Bray's pretty chill.
Yeah, I like it. But when he slicks his hair back, though.
TJ Fleck, Riley.
Bray looked like he was in the mob.
That is a great pull.
Yeah.
That is
the
a
Catholic
great
mob. Yeah.
The Irish mob.
PJ Fleck is really high on the list.
Oh, Rajon Rondo.
Yes.
Rondo.
That's a great pull.
Rajon Rondo.
In the league, in the NBA.
It's definitely
But we can't miss the layup. We can't miss
Jordan
the layup.
Pat
Bev.
No.
You don't want to punch. You don't just walk up one time, steal one. No,
I don't.
He's from Akron. He's gonna hit you back.
Well, I didn't say they don't punch back. I
Chris
mean,
Paul.
I,
Chris Paul.
Really?
Because he played dirty,
and then feigned innocence the moment the whistle blew.
Yeah.
See, to me, we're talking about punchable face. To me, it's LaMelo.
All of them. Dad, the two brothers.
Yeah. Dad's high.
Yeah.
The dad might be just number one.
Probably. Yeah.
Dad's high on the list. Yeah.
I love that we can talk about LaMelo without bringing LaVar Ball up, though. Like, we had to for this conversation, but I love that when we're talking hoops, we can actually just talk about LaMelo because he's a good player.
Well, I don't know that.
With a punchable face.
I don't know that I want to punch him. I want to trip him, though.
Yeah. 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 You want, on a fast break, he got to get a layup. You just want a leg sweep. Sweep the leg. Yeah. You want to sweep. Oh, my bad, man. I didn't see you
Sorry.
There. Yeah.
Bill
do him like your boy Tatum.
Bill
Lane. Grant Williams.
Grant Williams.
Ben just said it. Bill Lambert. Bill Laimbeer. All of them. Is absolutely.
Rick Mahorn.
Pecan Pie said the same thing.
You can't, but you can't do that to Rick Mahorn, though.
Oh, no. No, don't. You listen.
Did you ever see the video when Isaiah Thomas stole on Rick Mahorn twice and he just stood with the ball?
Like, what are you doing?
Isaiah was throwing them Southside Chicago hands, though.
What are you doing?
Yeah. But then Rick Mahorn ate them. Boom, boom. All right, man. Are you done?
Rick Mahorn's in that full list of people that you do not punch. Like, he's in, Wes Unseld's in that list.
You know why, though? Because if they were teleported to today, they would not only play NBA basketball, but they would be the slap contest champions. They just have the faces and the jaws that if you just, that's not where you're going to defeat them. You got to body blow those.
Yeah,
dudes.
And the big, huge meat hand.
Yeah.
Like, Wes had the big meat hand. Mahorn had the big meat hand.
Oh, that's a really good one. Danny Ainge.
Dealer Danny.
Yeah.
Damn, 907. Yeah. He said rink math? I seen rink the other day, man. You going to punch him in the face? Damn, I'm going to tell him. Albert Bell. No.
Yeah, you would not.
No. Well, he's Pecan Pie. Pecan Pie, I've seen Albert Bell twice. In the airport twice.
Joey.
The first time, I was like, I wasn't intimidated. I'm not really doing anything. I was like, damn. You know, you could just tell he's having a bad day. First of all, because I think he was dropping his family off to go somewhere, and I know it was completely stressful. I know it was. You could just tell. Y'all need to get the heck away from me. And so he just had that look in his eye, and he was not groomed. So, you know, brother wasn't feeling right because his hair was not looking right. And I just, you know, just said what's up with him. Then the next time we were in the line together, and he actually was very pleasant. But by no means, Pecan Pie, would you ever think to put your hands on Albert.
Yeah, I'm not. It's like the silverback where they tell you don't smile at them because they take it as a sign of aggression. Yeah, that's Joey Bell.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joey. That's Joey.
Go call him Joey. See how it works.
See how far away I am from him right now.
No, the better yet, hey, Pecan, when you see him, just say, hey, how you doing, Joseph?
Hey, Joey. What?
Go call him Joseph.
Bippity bat. Yeah, no, he was saying don't do it. He was, yeah, Pecan Pepper saying he's on the list of those that you do not touch. Yeah.
What about Phil Sims?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Phil Sims, Boomer Esiason, Terry Bradshaw.
No, but Terry Bradshaw, too. Let me be clear here. If I get to just sucker punch one member of the Sims family, it's not Phil.
Oh, it's his son.
It's Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hey, like, I'm gonna apologize to Phil for what I'm about to do to Chris. It's like I know that's your son, but bruh.
But
and then he would, you know what? He would nod and go, yeah, you're right. You're right. I did that.
Chris
that's my fault.
Chris Sims can get it. That's a lot fault. Of dudes.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That and Nebraska, I don't think Rink Mask could be the one.
Rink Mask.
Rink did already get punched in the face.
Rink Mask looks like the dude.
Haymarket.
that you're over in Europe hanging out, and you go to like the house, like a club, and they're playing house music, and Rink Mask is up on stage vibing it out with a tank top, just pure sweat.
Oh yeah.
Why would you want to punch him?
We're working on actually having Rink come on once a week. Rink is in the I think we're in the final hour of negotiating with Rink to get him to do.
That's right. He redshirted.
Yeah. So he's a rat. He's got time. He's got a lot to say. Yeah. I think that probably happens. Vince McMahon 100% 100%.
Okay. You're the wrestling guy. Yes. DP. Top five punchable faces in WWE.
Oh, wow. Wow. There aren't many. There aren't many. There's one. No, there is one. There's only one. Dom Mysterio. The son of Rey Mysterio, who is currently, they've made him into this thing. And Hoss and I laugh every Sunday. The fact that they have women fighting after over this guy. And just, Austin, type in Dom Mysterio. And when you see the picture of this dude, You
I see it.
Listen.
My fist is going through my screen.
My fist curled up on its own. Like we're just sitting here talking and my fist just curled up. They have two of the most extremely amazing women as a storyline fighting over this guy. And I'm just like, he must have paid the story writers. Like he was like, take all my salary. As long as I get to kiss these two women each week, you ain't even got to pay me.
He probably let the story writers punch him in the face.
Right.
In like, his very punchable face.
Like, to here, get that just, story just take all my... Jay, are you familiar with this dude?
No.
He's the only reason he's there, because his dad's Rey Mysterio.
Oh, I've seen him. I don't watch wrestling that much, but I've seen like highlights or whatever.
Jay, the two women who were fighting over him, Ten absolute tens.
Are they with him in real life? No.
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 Thank. It would hurt. It would hurt my ego for them to actually be after him in real life. But they, in the storyline, they get to kiss on a regular basis, and I'm just like, you are the luckiest human being. First of all, you.
That's what happened. Things that open up. Oh, Vince sold the rights to the company. Now it's full on soap opera.
Oh, it, you know.
As the WWE turns.
They are doing the dang thing. But yeah, that would be, there's one. Like, there, it's just him. It's just him. There's nobody else. Bobby Heenan, not so much. Miz, no, I kind of dig Miz. I kind of dig.
He's just funny.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not mad. And there's nobody that I want to hang out with more than R-Truth. R-Truth, Ron Killings from Charlotte, North Carolina. R-Truth is the funniest guy. He's the funniest wrestler to ever live. He's just that good. So
we did get a vote for Kelly Sheffield from Wisconsin Volleyball on that list of enemies.
He constantly looks for somebody to irritate.
Same with Craig Skinner.
Yeah, Texas. Like they walk up and down the sideline. Jay, it's
or no, it was a Jared Elliott. Yes, Texas, not Craig Skinner. Sorry, Jared Elliott.
But he's just arrogant,
scuzzy.
Like, that kind of arrogance. Like, those are the ones that you want. Like, I want to see, there's certain ones I want to see coach against Jay.
And then volleyball.
Right? Right? Like, I want to see what their reaction is.
Oh, they get some dudes, man. There's a couple dudes I'd like, that I coach against, or have. Well, I'd like to punch them dead in their face. And I told them, I was like, look, man, this basketball stuff really ain't that important. We can go outside.
Yeah, right?
And that ain't even that. I mean,
we can take off. Yeah,
we could. Yeah, yeah.
It's
a
hobby for me. It's life for you.
Yeah. So. We could go. This ain't. We just. This is just for entertainment. But you know, we can go out there and get busy. You know.
There's
your choice.
Yeah. There's some dudes, man.
Those are. I love those. I love those moments where you just go. You know, I can take the name tag off. Yeah. Bro.
Well, the thing is like you catch them. Like this one dude I caught, and I don't really say much or whatever, because it's just, I caught the dude mean mugging, like look, man, so who the heck, who are you looking at, man? Like, what's wrong with you? And he did it. Then I was like, well, then maybe you didn't hear me, so now I need to come into your space. Say, who are you looking at? Like, why? Because I want to understand what your mindset is. And did he say, well, this, and this? Well, then that's out the window, because we already got to step three. So I went to one to three, just. In two steps. So as I was getting there, it went one, two, three. I'm in your grill.
It's like, no. It's like you asked the question, are you okay? Because
right.
You say the thing that is problematic for your wellness. So tell me if you're okay. Like if you have an emotional day and you just, like I'll just leave.
Yeah, it happens. You're like
patch on the back instead of your face.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. The way old boy from South Florida did Tom Herman.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Tom Herman, though.
But Tom, but Tom, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Because Tom Herman ran it up on him the year before. See, when you talking about stand on. When you talking about stand
Alex
on.
Alex Golish, hey, toes down.
Hey, on site, too. Hey. Tom Herman tried to double back. No. Take that L with you, bro. hey, then he was dapping up all his players. You want to come play for me? That was the best. But the best one of all, I'm going to tell you that one of the coaches that you want to punch in the face, actually it was the two coaches that had the best handshake. Jim Harbaugh, not so much. Jim Schwartz, when he was the head coach of Detroit. That back slap, let me tell you something. After you lose a game like that and you intense and you got to go, and then he just. And I'm going to tell you a story. Let me tell you a story, man. We played these dudes. It was a team from like Southwest Iowa. And they was their elite team. And I had like, I guess my silver team or whatever. And they end up winning. It was a triple overtime game and something like that. And nobody knew the rules. We were last game, you know, at the very end. It's like 10:30 at night. So when you get into double and triple overtime, it's the next whoever scores the first point. Well, they won on a free throw. Well, one of the parents went in there and got the rules and ran in there. Yo, when I tell you, old buddy tried to like pat me on the butt. I mean at that point I'm so tired. I'm not gonna get home to 12. All right, man. You know you got your A team beat my B team. All right, you know, I'm more okay. We almost had it. Yo, how fast you think I turned around? Hey,
got the water bottle.
He was talking to his team. Oh, no. I was right in the huddle. And I was like, boy, you listen, you
inside
ever.
Inside the huddle with J4.
Like, no. here's the thing. I was like chest bumping him and walking him back. Because he's a little old dude. I said, listen, man, this ain't a pickup game, man. I was like. You don't know who you're dealing with right now. Like, I know you're excited you won, but you still got to try to get home here. You know what I mean? But, that's some guys got to come to play.
You see OG? You see OG on here?
OG?
You talking about?
Augie. Yeah.
Augie.
Stirring it up.
Scott Frost? Nah. Nah, you wouldn't want to punch him in the face. He's still a former teammate, man.
Low hanging fruit. Come on. Be better.
Nah, I wouldn't want to do that, man. I wouldn't. I mean, I'd literally want. But I mean, you know, to be honest with you, man, you know, at least got alone. Just let him go. It's over, man. I mean, just let the dude go do his thing, man. Like, I would tell this if we were here, I would tell, listen, Scott needs to let it go. And come to terms, we ain't get the job done. There's plenty of reasons why you didn't, and there are other factors. Everybody, like, we just got God. Barry Punchman, I don't know about that, man.
Mm-hmm. Also, Husker fans maybe let it go, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. No,
it's mutual.
Now, you could maybe flick that big old dip out his mouth.
Ping!
Then Scott, you got to put a Zen in, the upper decky. You got to put that one on big old them Zins.
Oh, that's so funny.
Leave him alone, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dang. I mean, come on, man. You know, you can't ride a dead horse. You can't dig that bad boy up and ride it. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll talk about the college football playoffs and see if we can formulate any more slappable lists. John and Cortland, I got your question. We'll ask it. It kind of goes right in line with the new additions or whatever you want to call them to the staff. We'll ask you, or we'll answer your text and any text that you guys text in during the break. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.